This is the Pet Podcast on Pets.ca, episode number 31 for November 15, 2007. Hey there, pet lovers. How's it going? And welcome to the 31st Pet Podcast on Pets.ca. My name is Marco, and as usual, we are coming to you from Montreal, Quebec, Canada, and today is November 15, 2007. Well, for today's show, it's going to be slightly different. I'm going to give you my top 10 tips on being a fantastic pet owner, and I'm hoping these tips will be useful for those people thinking about getting a pet, as well as people that already have pets. But before we get into that, I'd like very much to thank Sandra for her very kind comment on last week's podcast with Dr. Lee, where we discussed good foods for pets and good treats for pets and the balance of good food versus treats. She seemed to gain a lot of information from it, and that's our goal, just to give people some information. So thanks so much to Sandra for that comment. As always, you can comment via the blog, www.pets.ca/blog, or you can send an email, pets.ca@gmail.com. And of course, it's more than my pleasure to cover topics that people are interested in. Before we get into today's top 10 tips, we'd like to do the positive news story. That's P-A-W-S-I-T-I-V-E, news story. And this is a really cheery story. Love to get these, love to hear about these. And this one comes to us by way of the Inquirer from Cincinnati, and the link will go in the show notes. And, the township fire department there managed to get a kitten out of a drain pipe. And, I just love these stories. You know, a little kitten fell into a drain, and someone, mentioned to the fire department that a kitten was in the drain. And then someone from the fire department, with their heroic arms of steel, went into the sewer drain to release the kitten via use of a fire hose. They claim it wasn't too harmful on the kitten. Either way, they flushed that kitten out with some good water, and everyone seems to be pretty happy about it. So a big thumbs up to the St. Clair Township Fire Department for rescuing that little kitten. Always nice to hear happy news stories. So now on to the gist of this week's podcast. These are my personal 10 tips on how to become a really great pet owner. And it doesn't really matter if it's for dogs or cats or anything else, though a lot of these are going to be really related to dogs. So these are just 10 tips that I hope you can use. So the first tip is you have to commit to being a pet owner for life. Once you bring a pet into your home, you're domesticating them, and then they're really depending on you for the rest of their lives. You know, especially on Pets.ca, we really believe that pets are for life. They're not disposable. You don't get rid of them at the first sign of trouble. You know, you take them into their lives, and they lose their wild ability, in quotation marks. So if it was a dog living in the wild, you know, I guess he'd be collected by the pound. But once you bring him into your house, he or she really depends on you forever. You need to take care of their needs, and you need to be prepared to care for them, you know, through sickness and health, for richer, for poorer, that kind of thing, for life. So please be aware that, you know, dogs, cats, hamsters, guinea pigs, whatever it is, when you take them in, they really are not disposable, and you need to take care of them forever. Second tip, make sure you can afford the pet. You know, this is related to number one. Pets sometimes cost money. There's shots, there's food, there's grooming. You know, different people will give you different estimates, but definitely spend on spending, you know, $1,000 a year. If you think you can afford $1,000 a year for your pet, well, then you probably can afford a pet. And in case of any medical emergencies, you should also be prepared that if the dog or cat needs veterinary treatments that are expensive, you need to be prepared to spend that cash. Again, they are depending on you. Tip number three, make sure you have time for your pet. A lot of people get pets and they don't really have time for them. Life is very, very, very busy. And people get pets, especially when they're kittens or puppies, and they're as cute as can be, and they love them. And then when they get just a little bit larger, they find they have no time for them. They're too busy. They have no time to play with them, take care of them, walk them, feed them, and they just basically ignore them. So make sure you have time for a pet before you get a pet. Number four, you should research the pet before you get the pet. Pets are not an impulse buy. Chocolate bars are impulse buys. Pizzas are impulse buys. Televisions, but not living and breathing things. Some pets are more suited for certain households than other pets, you know? If you're getting a dog, do you want a long-haired dog, a short-haired dog? What size do you want of a dog? Small, medium, large? Do you know how large the dog is going to get, or cat? Are there health issues with the dog? Some breeds have a predisposition to certain health problems, and you need to know that in advance. Is the pet going to cause you trouble with allergies? Some people are very, very allergic and they shouldn't be getting pets at all. Make sure you know what you're getting into by doing some research on the breed before you buy. Same goes for cats. Some cats have longer fur and require more grooming. Some cats have shorter fur, less grooming. Some cats are more vocal than other cats. Some dogs are more vocal than other dogs. So again, research the breed and make sure you know the pros and cons of that breed. Number five would be to get a good vet. If you don't have a reference from someone you trust, you know, you can go onto our pets.ca bulletin board or do research on the net, but get a good vet before you get your pet. Don't look up a vet in the telephone book and just take anyone at random based on how close they are. Have a rapport with your vet. Maybe meet your vet beforehand. Maybe before you get your pet, discuss your pet with your vet. Pay the consult fee, whatever it is. At the end of the day, if something happens to your pet, you want your vet to be there to answer questions for you in a patient manner. You want to have a good rapport with your vet. So try and get as many references as you can from friends, from relatives, from other people who are happy with their vets, and go see a vet before you get your pet. Again, you know, you'll need your vets for shots every year or for an annual exam every year. So it's important. Number six would be to get some pet insurance. Pet insurance has become really, really popular these days. And for somewhere between $20 and $30 a month, you can really save yourself from some major financial headaches if you just get some pet insurance. Pets often get into trouble during their lifetimes. Surgeries can be crazy expensive if you know, your pet swallows something it shouldn't, or if, God forbid, it gets certain bad diseases during its lifetime. You just never know, and it's such a prudent thing to do. For $20 to $30 a month, it really, really pays to get yourself some pet insurance. Pet insurance is discussed at length on our bulletin board. You can definitely search for that term and ask our other members, you know, what companies they're using and how satisfied they are. But I highly recommend pet insurance. I have pet insurance myself, so it's not something, you know, I'm just telling people to do and not doing myself. It's definitely something worthwhile. Number seven, exercise. You need to be prepared to give your dog walks and play with your cat. You need to entertain your pets. You can't just treat them as furniture. They need exercise in order to stay in good health. So again, that's where the research comes in from pet tip number four. You want to make sure that you're getting a pet that is going to mesh or meld with your lifestyle. If you're not able to give many, you know, walks during a day, or, you know, the walks are only short that you're able to give, well, then maybe get a smaller pet or a pet that doesn't require as much exercise. But you need to be prepared to give exercise. It helps build muscles. It helps keep the pet from getting obese. And in terms of cats, you know, we recommend keeping your cats indoors. They live longer that way, or maybe outdoors under your direct supervision. But either way, spend some time with your cat each day. Run around your house with your cat. It's good for you. It's good for your cat. You know, play with a feather on a string, but do exercise with your cat a little bit each day. A lot of people think cats are just, you know, these self-sufficient type creatures, and in a lot of ways they are, but they do need exercise and they do need to move around, and you need to spend some time with your pet by exercising with them. It's a good idea, trust me. Tip number eight would be socialization. And socialization means exposing your pets to different things so that they don't get shy or timid. This would especially apply to dogs, and it would be best applied to dogs when they're really young. And I'm going to put a link in the show notes for a checklist that we have on our site for great ways to socialize your dog. But you really want to expose your dog to as many things as possible. You want to expose them to children, to adults, to cars, to bikes, to people with hats, to people with glasses, to white people, black people, green people, red people. You really want to expose them to as many things as possible so that when they encounter things that are different from their immediate environment, they don't become fearful or timid. Also, socialization is important with other dogs, of course. Once your dogs have had all their shots, talk to your vet about this, but they should be socialized with other dogs as well. That way, when they come across strange dogs, you know, in a dog park or friends of a friends with dogs, they're not going to freak out. They're going to know how to behave, and it's so important. Dogs that are well socialized have way less problem behaviors than dogs that are not well socialized. Best time to do this is in puppyhood, but if you just get a dog and the dog is still older, you can still try and socialize the dog slowly but surely. You know, don't flood them with an experience that's going to really shock them, but slowly introduce them to things that they may not normally be accustomed to. If you are getting a dog and it's a bit older in its life and you're having trouble, of course, seek the advice of a professional trainer, and you're going to find that your life with the dog is going to be so much more pleasant. You know, and socialization can also apply to cats. It's not quite the same with dogs, but you do want to expose your cats to different elements in their environment, different people. You want to expose them to children. You know, cats are pretty self-reliant that way. If they're afraid, they'll just go and hide. But still, you know, a more social cat is generally a cat that's more appreciated, at least in my experience. People like friendlier cats over, you know, non-friendly cats. So if you're able to expose them to other people or lots of people or noisy households, you know, during their kittenhood or even when you get them, then you're also doing your cat a favor in that respect. Number 9, back to dogs, is group obedience training. This is so important, and it goes hand in hand with the socialization. Dogs need group obedience training. They need to know who the leader is. It's always supposed to be you, the dog owner. And group obedience training will totally help in that regard. They'll totally learn that they have to listen to you. You will learn to train your dog to sit, to give you the paw, to fetch. You will learn the basics of obedience training, and that way you can give your dog a command and it'll listen to you. You'll learn how to walk with your dog so that your dog will heal while you're walking. Healing means walking beside you and not pulling you all the way down the street. So group obedience training can really, really help. And why do I say group over private? There's several advantages. First off, group obedience training is simply cheaper. You know, private trainers charge more, but you get the socialization aspect within the group obedience training. They get to see other dogs. They get to interact with other dogs, and they get to learn that you are still the leader, even though there are other dogs around. So it's a great way for dogs to learn how to interact with each other, and it's a great way for dogs to also learn that you're the leader no matter what. And the last tip I would say is get a good pet food. Don't just go to the store and buy the cheapest pet food around. No, do some research on pet food. The internet is full of resources. We have a dog food and cat food forum on pets.ca. Everyone is welcome to read and join and gain some information there. But higher quality foods really are better for your pets. And this applies to cats, dogs, guinea pigs, hamsters, really everything. You know, higher quality pet foods generally keep the coat shinier. Generally, you have less skin problems. Spend a few extra bucks per bag. You know, instead of $20 a month, hike it up to $22 or $23 or $25 a month, and you'll really notice the difference. You know, not the most pleasant thing, but even their poops and their stools, they're going to be friendlier smelling when the food is better. That, at the end of the day, that's just true. Better food is better for both ends of your pet, for all ends of your pet. And, you know, you'll find just hugging them and petting them and bringing them close to you is going to be much more pleasant when the food is really good. They won't be a farting as much either. Cheap food gets you some really horrible dog farts. And really, spend the extra few bucks on food. You can ask your vet for advice. You can go to the internet for advice, but don't buy the cheapest food out there. And that's really going to do it for today's podcast. To recap really, really quickly, the top 10 tips are: commit for life. Make sure you can afford a pet is number 2. Number 3, make sure you have time for a pet. Number 4, research the breed. Number 5, get a good vet. Number 6, get some pet insurance. Number 7, make sure you exercise both your cats and your dogs. Number 8 would be socialization. Number 9 would be group obedience training. And number 10, good pet food. Of course, if people think of stuff that I've forgotten, I'd love to put it in the comments, or you could put it in the comments, or you can send them to me by email. I'd love to get other tips that people also think are important. These are the top 10 that came to me, but if there's 12 or 15 or 20, it's my pleasure to put them up, so long as other people can learn from them. So I hope you enjoyed these top 10 tips. Hope you took a little something away from it. Our next podcast is either going to be another interview with Dr. Lee or a training tip. Not sure which one's coming up first, but both are going to be interesting. So I definitely hope you do tune in. So thanks again for listening, everyone. Please give your pets an extra hug. They totally deserve it. It's good for you. It's good for them. And as always, please give your pets a little scratchy under the chin from Marco. Bye for now.